Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Ah, good morning, Megan. How are you today?
Oh, I'm okay. But I must admit, I'm not particularly looking forward to seeing Tina. And yes, before you say anything, I will be on my best behaviour. And no, I won't damage a stupid car.
Right, well, good. I'm very pleased to hear that. Oh, hello, Tina. You're nice and early today.
Right, I'm off. I'll see you later.
Yes, okay. So, Tina, why are you in so early?
Because I use the computer in the staff room.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that someone's using it. I was beginning to think it was a waste of money.
Oh, no, it's brilliant. I use it most days, as it's far better than the one I've got at home. And it's nice and quiet in there, which helps me concentrate.
Oh, I see.
And you see, I need to use a good one for the lessons that I'm doing. Mine is so incredibly slow. It's rubbish, really.
Oh, right. And, what are these lessons about?
Yeah, I'm doing a course in retail management.
Really?
Yes, it's an online course with an exam and a certificate at the end. But that's if I pass.
Oh, good for you. I had no idea you were even keen on getting a role in management.
Yes, well, I tried it once before to get a job, but I didn't get it. So I thought, if I got this, it would put me in a better position next time I try for something.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that's very commendable of you, Tina, and yes, I think it's wise to get as many qualifications behind you as you can. I mean, as for me, well, as you know, my uncle kind of got me in through the back door, so I was rather lucky there.
Oh, you do a brilliant job.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say, thanks. Trouble is, I don't know what will happen when Michael returns.
Oh, I see. But you can't leave Patterson's.
Well, I might not have much choice. I'm not sure Uncle will want to employ both of us.
Oh, gosh. So, could you go back to acting?
Well, I wasn't actually an actor. I was a director.
Oh, sorry. I heard you acted.
Well, I might have acted the fool sometimes.
Oh, no. I can't see you doing that. So, could you go back to directing?
Well, I suppose I could, but there's not really that much work out there, is there?
Must be hard, not to have a regular wage every week.
Well, you get used to it, and I enjoy the work, so it's just one of those things, really.
So, what if a job came up? Directing, I mean. Would you go for it?
Well, at the moment, I've made a commitment to stay here while Michael is away, and to be honest, I'm actually quite enjoying it, and that surprises me.
Oh, it must be terrible, not knowing if your job is going to continue or not.
Well, I just try not to worry about it and just hope that, because of course we all want Michael to come back, that Nick keeps me on as well.
Oh, he's got to.
Not necessarily. But I have to stay positive and just get on with it, haven't I? I suppose it's a matter of enjoying being here while it lasts. And as for you, Tina, by the sounds of it, you've got something really good to look forward to.
Oh, and what's that?
Well, once you've got your qualification, you can try for a managerial role.
Yeah, but the only thing is, they don't come up very often, do they?
Well, no, but when they do, you'll be ready. And if there's anything I can help you with, then just ask me. I know I don't have the qualifications, but I've got the experience now, and, you know, if I can help, then I'm more than happy to do so.
Oh, thanks, Matthew. That's really kind of you.
No problem. Right, I'd better get on. I'll see you later.
Yes, and thanks again.
What was that all about?
Oh, don't. I'll tell you later, yeah?
I thought you were monitoring her, not befriending her.
Megan, I'll explain later, yeah? Look, if you like, we can go out for a drink after work.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to need one.
Here we are, Jim, and that is all of them.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me. These are going out like hotcakes.
I know. I even bought one.
Did you?
Yeah, for a friend to put up in a conservatory.
Well, I don't think I'll have one.
Well, you don't have any friends.
I do.
I know you do. You've got me.
Oh, very funny. Right, well, let's price them all up and get them out.
I'm not with you this afternoon, am I?
No, worse luck. I've got Tina.
Oh, you'll be all right. She's in a very good mood today. In fact, she's the one that found these for me.
Did she now?
Yeah, so you'll be fine.
She's a funny one, isn't she? You never know what sort of mood she'll be in.
Well, at the moment she's in a good one, so make the most of it.
Yeah, I bet that won't last.
Don't worry, Jim, I'll do that.
Are you sure?
Yes, I can bend down more easily than you can.
It's not the bending down that worries me. It's the getting up.
Well, if I get stuck, you'll have to pull me up.
Oh, you'll be all right.
I don't know why people put things under the shelf. I'm sure they shouldn't be there.
No, I think someone brought down too many out, and instead of taking them back to the stock room, they put them there instead.
But it looks so untidy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Oh, mind out. I don't want you knocking yourself out.
Oh, I'm all right. Oh, crikey. There's tons more at the back.
Well, can you reach them?
I think so.
Oh, sorry, Tina. There's a customer now. I'll have to go.
Well, do you want me to go?
No, I don't mind.
Oh, right. Well, I'll stay here and get those blooming things out, and you go.
Are you sure?
Yes, now I'm down here. I might as well finish the job.
OK, well, if you need any help, just yell.
I will.
Hey, Tina, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just getting these out from under here.
Oh, what a strange place to put them.
Yes, but never mind, I'm nearly done now.
Do you need any help at all?
You could help me carry them to the stockroom, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes, of course. I think they should be put away as soon as possible.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, here are the photo frames that James was asking about. I wonder where they disappeared to.
Oh, well, it's a good job I found them then.
Oh, yeah, thanks for that. Here, let me help you up.
Thanks.
Can you take those few if I take all these?
Yes, but aren't they a bit too heavy?
No, it's all right, I've got them. Oops. Maybe they are.
Don't worry, Matthew. I'll come back for those.
You sure?
Yes, I'll just push them to one side. You know, health and safety and all that.
Okay. Hey, you know what? You're doing a better job than I am.
Oh, I don't know about that. But the course has taught me a lot. I've learnt loads already. There's so much on interaction with customers and staff, which I didn't realise there would be.
Well, it's an important factor, isn't it?
Yes. So I'd better stop shouting at the customers then.
Oh, I hadn't noticed you had.
Maybe you should do a course.
No, I don't think I'd pass.
No, really? We could then compare notes and help one another.
It's a good idea, but I think I'll leave it for now. I really do have too much on at the moment.
Oh, that's a pity. It would have been fun working together.
Well, as I said, I'll help you in any way I can, but sorry, maybe I won't do a course on the subject.
Okay. Actually, now I think of it, it would be pointless you doing it anyway, as you know it all already.
I don't know about all that.
Yes, you do. You're a brilliant manager. Bye, Jim. I think I'm with you in the morning, so I'll see you then.
Oh, okay. Oh, just a minute. Did you remember to tell Matthew about Mrs. Lohman?
Yes, I did. But thanks for reminding me anyway. Matthew's going to sort it all out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. See you tomorrow. Have a good evening.
I will. Bye.
What on earth is going on? It seems all you've done today is speak to Tina Long.
Oh, hardly. I mean, yes, I did have a chat with her, but it didn't take all day.
Well, why are you so friendly towards her now? Is there a reason for this that I don't know about?
Well, yeah, actually, there is.
Oh?
Well, I had a word with Uncle Nick about the lock incident.
Yeah, I thought you would. So what did he say?
He suggested that we should be more friendly and courteous towards her.
Courteous? Did you actually explain to him what she'd done?
Yeah, of course I did. But hang on, we still don't know for definite that it was her. And I'm sorry, but if my uncle tells me to do something, I'm on board.
I see.
Yeah, but I've got to admit, it's been difficult.
How do you mean?
Well, I ended up telling her a couple of white lies.
Oh, did you? And do you mind telling me what they were?
Oh, no. Well, at first, you see, we had a nice long chat about things, and then and I really don't know why I said this, but I told her I might have to leave the shop when Michael gets back.
Oh, is that all?
Well, yes, but it's not true, is it? I know Uncle Nick wants me to stay on.
Okay, so what else did you say?
Well, she told me that she was doing a managerial course.
What? You've got to be joking.
Oh, no. She comes in early every day to use our computer.
Does she? Well, I can put an end to that.
No, you'll do no such thing, Megan.
So go on.
Well, she told me that she tried for an assistant manager's job here before I came and didn't get it, but I made out that I didn't know.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about that. That's a tiny white lie. She won't know that you knew that anyway. Gosh, it's not as if she'll ever get a managerial role, yeah?
Well, I didn't like to say that.
No, of course not. So is that it then? We have to be nice to her?
Yep, that's what Uncle Nick wants us to do, and I'm sorry, Megan, but that's what we have to do for now.
Kathy, I'm home.
I'm in here. Do you want a coffee?
Yes, please.
Bad day?
No, I wouldn't say that. Just odd, really.
Oh, why? What's Jim done this time?
Oh, no, it's not him.
So, who is it then?
Well, I don't know the whole story, but someone said the lockers had been damaged, but no one seemed to be very upset about it, and I had a look and I couldn't see any damage.
Well, don't call that odd.
No. The weird thing was, if there was damage, no one seemed to be interested in it. In fact, everyone was saying how happy management seemed to be.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so. But you then had Tina, who was extremely, and I mean extremely, friendly to everyone. And that's not like her.
Oh, come on. She's not always in a bad mood.
No, she's not. But today, well, it was like she'd won the lottery or something.
Well, maybe she has.
What? And coming to work? Oh, you've got to be joking.
Well, maybe she only won a small amount.
No, I don't think it's that, no.
Right, here's your coffee. And Penny, don't worry about people being in a good mood. It's when they're downright miserable you need to worry. And anyway, apart from Tina, who else was exceptionally happy today?
I didn't say exceptionally happy. I just said very happy. And it was Matthew. And I suppose Jim more than Megan. But it was like they all knew something that I didn't know.
Well, if she's not in tomorrow, you'll know why.
No, it's not that. Ah, but you have just reminded me that I must phone Jim.
Why? Has he won the lottery?
No, but he hasn't told me yet who Megan sent that text to.
Oh, that. Oh, you're becoming very nosy, Penny.
No, I'm not.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.